Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a Heatwave style bass wobble blueprint for old school rave pressure in drum and bass. Today we're not just making a bass sound wobbly for the sake of it. We're building something that actually works in a mix. Something that hits with sub weight, moves with intention, and leaves enough room for the breakbeat and snare to breathe. That's the whole game in DnB. If the bass is too wild, the groove falls apart. If it's too plain, the drop loses energy. So we're aiming for that sweet spot. Pressure, movement, and clarity. We're going to keep this beginner-friendly and lean on Ableton stock devices, so you can follow along even if you're still learning the software. By the end, you'll have a two-layer bass setup, a clean mono sub, and a mid-bass wobble layer with a bit of grit, filtering, and automation. That gives you a blueprint you can reuse in rollers, jungle, darkstep, or anything that needs a ratty old-school edge. First, set up your project around 174 to 175 BPM. That's classic drum and bass territory, and it gives the whole session the right movement straight away. Make yourself a clean layout with tracks like drums, bass sub, bass mid, and maybe an FX or Atmos track if you want one. If you use reference tracks, give yourself a reference track too. Keeping things organized matters a lot in DnB, because the drums are fast and the low end can get messy quickly. Also, leave yourself headroom on the master. While you're building, try to keep the master peaking somewhere around -6 to -3 dB. Don't slam a limiter on too early. Let the track breathe while you make decisions. Now we build the sub first, because in drum and bass the sub is the foundation. Load up operator on a MIDI track and use a simple sine wave. Keep it clean. Turn off any extra oscillators you don't need. For now, don't overcomplicate it. The sub's job is not to sound flashy. Its job is to hold the floor down. Program short, simple notes that follow the root movement of your bassline. A lot of beginners make the sub too busy, but in DnB that usually just creates mud. Start with notes that last a quarter note or maybe up to a bar, depending on the rhythm. Keep the velocity even. Usually the sub sits an octave or two below the mid-bass, and the note lengths should be short enough to leave some space between hits, but not so short that the low end disappears. If your track is in F minor, for example, you might use F, Ab, and C as your main support notes. Think of the sub like the foundation under a building. It should support the vibe, not try to be the melody. Now let's create the wobble layer. Duplicate the sub track or make a new MIDI track for the mid-bass. A great beginner choice here is Waveatable, because it gives you a lot of control without feeling too complicated. You could also use analog if you want a more classic old-school flavor. Start with a saw or square-based Waveatable. Detune a second oscillator very slightly, just enough to add width and movement, but not so much that it gets unstable. Add a low-pass filter and keep it fairly moderate at first. A little resonance is good, but don't overdo it. If you want that classic rave glide, use a small amount of portamento or glide between notes. Now for the actual wobble. Assign an LFO to the filter cutoff. Start with a synced rate like 1/8 or 1/16. If you want the movement to feel a bit more swung and liquid, you can experiment with dotted values later, but 1/8 is a great starting point. The key here is control. We want the wobble to feel rhythmic and purposeful, not like random filter chaos. For a heatwave style feel, the movement should be musical and punchy. Think pumping bass energy, not huge dubstep style growls. This is more about rave tension and release. Next, add some effects to shape the tone. A simple chain works best here. Put an auto filter first if you want more control over the top end, then a saturator for some grit, and then EQ8 for cleanup. If you want a little more edge, you can try overdrive or roar too, but as a beginner, keep it simple. A good starting approach is to high pass the mid bass gently so it doesn't fight the sub. Often somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz is enough, depending on the patch. Then use saturator with a light drive, maybe around 2 to 6 dB, just to thicken the harmonics. If the bass gets muddy, use EQ8 to trim some of the low mid buildup around 200 to 400 Hz. This is one of the most important mix ideas in drum and bass. Separate the jobs. The sub does the low end weight. The mid bass does the movement and attitude. If one layer tries to do both jobs, the mix gets cloudy fast. Now write the bass line itself. In DnB, bass and drums need to talk to each other. Don't just fill every space with notes. Use syncopation. Use gaps. Let the breakbeat breathe. A very beginner-friendly way to do this is to build a one or two bar loop first. Place bass hits after the kick or between snare hits. Leave room where the break speaks. Try a call and response feel. For example, a low note might hit on beat one, then the wobble layer answers on an off beat, then the line resolves before the snare. That kind of phrasing feels direct, memorable, and very old school. If you want to think in phrases, imagine something like this. The first four bars establish the groove. Bars 5 to 8 add a bit more wobble. Bars 9 to 12 introduce a variation, and bars 13 to 16 give you a small fill or switch up. That shape keeps the drop moving without losing the core groove. Now we make the wobble breathe using automation. This is where the line starts to feel alive. Automate the filter cutoff so it opens up a bit at the end of each phrase. You can also automate the LFO rate so the wobble speeds up slightly in the second half of the drop. Another nice move is to push the saturator a little harder later in section to build intensity. For example, in bars 1 to 4, keep things controlled and a little darker. In bars 5 to 8, open the filter more and make the wobble feel a bit more aggressive. In bars 9 to 12, pull it back or change the rhythm slightly. Then in bars 13 to 16, open it up again and maybe add a tiny fill before the next section. That kind of phrase movement is huge in DNB, because repetition is powerful, but variation keeps the floor locked in. Now let's make sure the bass and drums are actually working together in the mix. Put both bass layers through a bass bus if you want, then add gentle control there. A glue compressor with just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction can help keep things tight. Keep the attack slow enough that the punch stays intact, and use a medium or auto release. You can also use utility to keep the bass narrower if needed. On the drum side, pay attention to the kick and snare. If the kick feels like it disappears when the bass hits, you may need to shift the bass timing by a few ticks or shorten the note length. If the snare loses its impact, the bass may be too loud in the low mids. In DNB, the bass should sit around the drums, not sit on top of them. A really useful habit is to keep checking the bass with a full breakbeat, not just in solo. A patch can sound amazing by itself and still fail in the mix. Solo can lie to you. The full groove tells the truth. For texture, add effects carefully. A little echo on a send can work great for little throw-ins at the end of a phrase. A very light reverb can help the mid-bass feel a bit larger, but keep the sub dry and mono. You can even use auto-pan very subtly on the mid layer if you want extra motion, but don't go overboard. In this style, effects are seasoning, not the main meal. If the patch still feels too clean, resample it. Record a few bars of the bass to audio, then chop it up and edit it like a sample. This is a really useful DNB workflow, because it lets you commit to a sound and then shape it creatively. You can reverse a little phrase, trim the attack, or layer the audio under the MIDI version to add more character. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't make the wobble too wide. Wide bass can sound exciting in solo but destroy the low end in a real mix. Keep the sub mono and keep the mid bass controlled. Second, don't let the mid bass own the low end. High pass it if necessary and let the sub do its job. Third, don't overdo the wobble speed. Start at 1/8 and only move faster if the track really needs the extra energy. Fourth, don't ignore the drums. The bass has to answer the breakbeat. And fifth, don't drown everything in distortion. A little saturation goes a long way. If you want to push the style further, try a second version of the mid bass for the second drop. Keep the first drop simpler, then bring in a more aggressive or brighter version later. You can also automate resonance slightly for extra rave edge, add a tiny noise tick at the start of each note, or use a little octave jump for call and response movement. Small changes like these make the line feel more alive without making the mix fall apart. Here's a quick practice challenge. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. Build a sine sub and operator, then create a wave-eatable mid-bass with a low-pass filter and LFO wobble. Write an 8-bar phrase with a simple first section, a repeat with one variation, a slightly more intense middle, and a small filler filter opening at the end. Add saturator to the mid layer, high-pass it around 100 Hz, balance it against your kick and snare, check it in mono, and automate the filter across the last couple of bars. If you want to level up, save the whole thing as a template. So the big takeaway is this. Build your bass in two layers, keep the sub simple and mono, let the mid layer carry the wobble and character, and make sure the groove answers the drums. Use automation to create phrase movement, and always keep the mix disciplined enough for club playback. That's how you get old-school rave pressure without turning the low end into a mess. If you get the balance right, this blueprint gives you that heatwave-style energy, punchy, nostalgic, clean, and ready to smash in a proper drum and bass drop.